KE4 ZYQ. Well, I have another question, too. You're sparking a lot of curiosity in me, just knowledge-wise, to learn from you. Seriously. When you're using your, I don't know what you call it, your reload equipment, is there ever a problem with it seating the bullet itself properly? I don't mean just depth-wise. I mean being angled off wrong, like it gets seated unevenly. Is that something that happens depending on the operator or the machine or both? Back to you.
Yeah, that's what I mentioned earlier about the brass, the neck. If the neck wall size is different from one side to the other, there's no way you could, I mean, it appears straight, but when you put a dial caliper and put it in a V-block and a dial caliper and you start rolling it on a dial caliper, you'll see it's 5,000ths out, 10,000ths out kind of thing. You'll see the wobble in it. Or just roll it across the flat table kind of thing, and you'll see the wobble at the tip kind of thing. The brass is usually, the neck of the brass is usually at least 2,000ths smaller than the bullet. So it squeezes in there, you know, pretty hard. You really can't get it in there, started it crooked, or you know what I mean. It boils down to the wall thickness. That's why I neck turn them.